This Sunday, like the first Sunday of Advent, we hear John the Baptist crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John the Baptist's cry is addressed to us personally and to the parish community. It is easy for us to forget this call when we are preparing for Christmas and are occupied by so many other concerns. The church today seems to have fallen on hard times. Our materialistic and selfish culture tempts us away from the pathway revealed to us by Christ. Church attendance is down. The younger generation often finds little value in the church. Parents, after trying so hard to raise their children in the faith, get discouraged seeing their child walk away from this. We find ourselves weighed down under so many responsibilities and activities. How are we to respond to the words of John the Baptist, "Prepare the way of the Lord"? We begin to realize we cannot fix every problem. We cannot do everything. We cannot change people who do not want to change. Instead, we realize we need a Savior, for we are not the Messiah. During Advent, we reflect that Christ draws near to us as Savior. That is the meaning of Advent. For Christ to draw near to us, we need to desire Christ. In the midst of our limited lives and broken world, we do desire Him. If we can open our hearts and our minds in a small way, Christ will draw near to us. We are invited to turn toward Christ in deeper prayer, so He can draw close to us. Jesus can only come to us to the extent that we have room to receive Him. Soon we will celebrate Christmas. When Jesus was born, there was no room for Him in the inn, but only in a stable. People, even at that time, had no room for the Messiah. Only the poor and the empty were able to make room for Him. Are we poor and empty enough to make room for Christ, our Savior? In the first reading, Jerusalem stands for the church. We hear God's hope for the church that is us. God will show all the earth your splendor. You will be named by God forever, the peace of justice, the glory of God's worship. What a beautiful description of what the church is meant to be. Through all the brokenness and false starts of our world, we trust God will complete the work of His kingdom. Then God will lead His people by the light of His glory, with mercy and justice for company. During Advent, we earnestly ask the Lord to come closer. We ask Him to help us move beyond all our unnecessary busyness and to find time to welcome Him. We know that we are not the Savior, but He is. We know we can do some things, but not everything. We take to heart John the Baptist's words, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight His paths." Then, as Christ the Savior enters more deeply into our own lives and our world, we will recognize the winding road shall be made straight, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Then the words of the first reading will speak more clearly to us. God will show all the earth your splendor. you will be named by God forever, the peace of justice, the glory of God's worship. In one of St. Teresa of Avila's poems, God speaks to her and to us. And should by chance you do not know where to find me, do not go here or there, but if you wish to find me, in yourself seek me. Soul, since you are my room, my house, and dwelling, if at any time, through your distracted ways, I find the door tightly closed, outside yourself, seek me not. To find me, it will be enough only to call me. Then quickly will I come, and in yourself, seek me.